Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. What? A minister? And it's no even Sunday. You've no idea how often folk think it must be Sunday when they clap eyes on my dog collar. As if ministers only work on Sundays. Like dentists only work every 6 months, the day we go for the checkup. It's funny how ministers preach about resting on Sunday, on the Holy Sabbath, while they are busy working themselves. Of course, it can look very different from the minister's point of view. Why should poor me have to work at weekends when other folk get off work? Anyway, I digress. Well, not quite, because today's theme is the Sabbath. Sunday observance, the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments in the Bible. God said, and still says, he hasn't changed his mind, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Is that not a bit out of fashion now, long gone? Well, in some ways it is out of fashion, you've got to admit. But fashions come and go. And Sabbath observance is still kept by many Muslims, Jews and Christians all around the world, and for good reason. The question is not what fashion tells us to do. The question is whether or not there is something in this practice. So let's think about it for a wee while and see what you think. The next few moments just may significantly improve your quality of life. So to get in the mood, here's Lionel Richie and the Commodores. Easy like Sunday morning? How I wish. As a minister, I spend Sunday morning psyching up for the big church service. For some people, Sunday's a day of rest, but for others, it's the rest day, the day for doing all the rest of the things they didn't get done all week. By the way, I like the saying, 7 days is enough to make any one week. Get it? Week? E-A-K? So how are your Sundays? Never mind how are your Sundays, how would you like your Sundays to be? What's the best way to make them and the weekend special? Should they be tranquil, restful, peaceful, or full of excitement and activity? Are Sundays for personal pursuits, family quality time, relationships, shopping and chores, worship, doing nothing, chilling out, or what? Kenny Rogers and his partner have two philosophies about this.
Life is a hustle, everyday struggle, pushing your way to the top. Gotta keep it on track and never look back, and no, you don't dare stop. There's someone behind you, keeping an eye on you, hoping you take a fall. My lady, she'd like to see me more, but I can't slow down at all. She says, whoa, we need some time alone. I said, no, we gotta keep pushing on, pushing on. Life is good, love is better. Life is good, love is better.
Love is better.
My daddy, he always preached to me, you gotta reach for the sky. Make hay while the sun is shining, boy, don't let it pass you by. Money and power, it's in your hands, you can be what you wanna be. Oh, my baby, she's got a different philosophy. She says, whoa, we need some time alone. I say, no, we gotta keep pushing on, pushing on.
She says,
life is good, love is better.
She tells me,
life is good, love is better.
I can hear you whisper,
love is better.
Now I know my sweet lady must be heaven sent. I discovered the meaning of what she meant. I've been working so hard for the good life, but I had it all the while. I found my hidden treasure, baby, right here in your smile. I say, whoa, since we've spent time alone. I say, whoa, whoa, how our love has grown. She was right all along.
I say,
life is good,
love is better.
She told
me
life is good,
love is better.
So where do we get the idea that Sunday is a day of rest? Well, it goes back to the beginning of time. Genesis chapter 1 in the Bible. It says that God created the world in 6 days, and then he rested on the seventh day, making it a special holy day of rest for all time to come. It's interesting to note that Sunday was the last day of God's week. But since he created Adam and Eve, us human beings, on the sixth day, it was in fact our first day of the week. He finished his week with a rest. We start ours with a rest. In your mind, is Sunday the first day or the last day of your week? You'll notice different calendars do it differently. By the way, Muslims, Jews and Christians all have holy Sabbath days, but each is on a different day of the week. For Muslims, the Sabbath is on Fridays. For Jews, it is 6 p.m. sunset on Friday to 6 p.m. sunset on Saturday. And for Christians, the Sabbath is on Sunday. Here's Cat Stevens, a Christian who became a Muslim, singing about the dawn of whichever holy day you prefer.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the red garden, sprung in completeness where his feet is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day.
I was saying that for Jews, the Sabbath is a day of rest at the end of the week, just like God rested on the seventh day of creation. However, Christians see the Sabbath as a day of worship, celebrating God's mighty deeds. It was on Easter Sunday morning that God the Son, Jesus, rose from the dead, and it was on Pentecost Sunday that God the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, marking the birthday of the Christian Church. Christians call it the Lord's Day. In ancient Greek and Roman times, Sunday was the day when they worshipped the sun god. In the Roman Empire, this became a day for worshipping the emperor, Emperor's Day. Christians felt that if the emperor had a special day and worship, how much more should Jesus, their real God? So they renamed it as the Lord's Day, not the Emperor's Day. Here's Cliff Richard, a Christian, singing about his Saviour's Day. He has an extra meaning here. Just as Jewish rest days look back to God's first rest day, so Christian celebration Sundays look back to the resurrection of Jesus and forward to our own resurrection in the future when Jesus returns to take us to heaven.
Winter is truly begun. Now we have walked in the chill of the night.
waiting for the Savior's day.
Christians, Jews and Muslims have in common is that they all spend their Sabbaths by going to their churches, synagogues and mosques to worship God. This they've done for centuries. Here's Ian White singing in a modern way the 3,000-year-old words of Psalm 122, which is sacred scripture to both Jews and Christians.
Let's go to the
So how can we best keep the Sabbath holy? Remember, it's a command from God, not just a polite suggestion. Remember, it's the Lord's Day, and on the person's birthday, it's the person who dictates what we do. So we should really do what God wants us to do. But that is the question. What does he want us to do? The Jews took things very seriously indeed. So to preserve the core rule of keeping the Sabbath holy, they built up a little system of hedges and the minor rules that you would have to break before you broke the big one. So, for example, if we're keeping the day holy, does that mean you can work? No. But what would constitute work? If you were travelling, would that be work? Well, it depends how far. And they came up with the rule, if you travelled more than 200 yards, you were travelling, and that was working, and that was breaking the Sabbath. The Jews had the rule, there was no cooking on the Sabbath. You couldn't heal a wound. You could stop it getting worse, but couldn't make it any better. There was no harvesting, no carrying of burdens, no letter writing, no sewing, no lighting of fires. You couldn't, well, you could rescue your sheep if it fell into a ditch, and so on. Some folk think that's a bit extreme. The Roman Emperor Constantine, he forbade townspeople from working, but he allowed country people to work because the cows had to get milked. At the time of the Reformation, James I issued a book of sports, and he allowed sport on Sunday, and that caused a great rumpus with the reformers. In the 18th century, things were very strict. In 1781, the Lord's Day Observance Act forbade the opening on Sunday of places of entertainment where you had to pay. The strictness has carried down to my own life. I was brought up in a village which had a very strict code of behaviour. I was never sure if it was the church's code or the village's code, but as a little boy, I wasn't allowed to play football on a Sunday. I wasn't allowed to go a bike on a Sunday. I wasn't allowed to play with toys on a Sunday. Although when I visited my granny and she wouldn't let me play with toys, I discovered you can do a lot of things with a box of matches. You can stack them up, play X and O's, or all kinds of things. And it occurred to me, I'm allowed to play with matches, but not toys. I was only allowed to listen to religious music, and that kind of limited my choice to Jim Reeves records. So the strictness way of observing has always had a long tradition. On the other hand, some Christians believe we should lighten up a bit. It's more of a happy celebration of the resurrection and all the mighty deeds of God. Of course, sometimes folk have tried to relax it, and it hasn't quite worked out in that direction either. For example, in the French Revolution, they tried to do away with the religious observance of Sabbath, but they were forced to restore it. In the First World War, we were so preoccupied with the war effort, we thought it had to be 24/7. But it became counterproductive. Production fell, and they quickly realised we'll have to stop working 7 days a week to keep the production levels up. So we've wrestled with it over the centuries, and I just want to challenge you to think about it today. But in summary, three thoughts. The Sabbath has a rest element to it. If you work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you will end up going to the doctor and he'll tell you, you've got to slow down, you've got to rest a bit, preferably 1 day a week, and keep it the same day, keep it fairly sacrosanct, and you're back with Moses coming down with the Ten Commandments again. It's also a day to worship God. God gave us life. He gave us 24 hours to a day. He gave us 7 days to a week. He knows that that's enough. And he built in time for us to be with him as quality time. He also built in time for relationships. Quality time with our loved ones. Go and visit granny. Take time with your wife and the kids. And so on. So rest, relationships, and worship. And whatever we do, indeed for every day of our lives, it should be for God's glory and what would be pleasing to him. So anyway, to finish, here's a beautiful hymn which sums up everything we've been thinking about. You can just feel the recharging of the batteries, the peace and calm, the deep relationship with God, the worship and devotion, all the blessings that come with a really good Sabbath. So bye for now, and I leave you with Catherine Jenkins.